Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I was just saying to Brian before we came on that I wanted to try and come up with another way to welcome you to the program, because I do the same thing every week. But, you know, I couldn't think that quickly. But maybe one of our listeners out there, I'm going to run a contest. And again, I always say this, and then I never post it to Facebook, but I'm going to run a contest. How should I introduce the show? A new way to introduce the show. It can't be profane. And so you need to keep it PG rated, G rated, even PG can get a little tipsy. But let me know, how could I start the show? Maybe even in a different language. I'll learn it. I'll only learn that part, though. The hi, how are you, or whatever it is, because I could never do a full show in a different language. You know French. I don't know French.
I think you should let me do it. I should introduce the show.
Oh, do it a little backwards action. All right, go for it.
No, I'm fine.
Anyway, we are about to count down the top 20 albums, as I said, and it comes from the wonderful website that is looked after by the National Campus Radio Association in conjunction with Earshot. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head on over there.
Yeah, you should go check it out. It's the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is published every single week at that fine website, which is, again, earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire National Top 50 there. We're about to give you the top 20. You'll also find regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus community radio stations, many of which are our fine airing partners. You might be listening to us on them this very moment. You can also find special charts, reviews, interviews, and so very much more. Go check it out again, earshot-online.com.
And you can find us online a few ways. You notice I'm looking at a piece of paper now just to make myself feel like I'm an actual, you know, playing the role.
I spilled coffee on one of my sheets this week.
Oh, did you try to lick it off?
I did lick it off.
Oh. Did you get a paper cut?
No.
Oh, that's good.
It was in the middle.
That's good. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter and earshot20@gmail.com. All our ways to reach out to us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you. We want to hear some of your latest. And if you get in touch with us, we will give you an interview and play something from your latest release, which will be heard on this program in more than 30 different time slots. Is that right?
No. It is right.
Yeah, more than 30 different time slots in several campus, community, and online radio partner stations that we have. So all kinds of opportunity to get some exposure. And of course, you're in the mix of the top 20 and Stephen Karlick, who joins us every week to bring us music news. And we're not shy this week either. We've got great news, including news about who is replacing the host of Q. Huh? Yeah? Wasn't me. Just so you know.
They didn't even let you try out.
I'm still here. I'm still here. I didn't know they were doing a selection process like that. I would have put my name forward.
I don't think they were.
They had in mind who they wanted to pick. Anyway, that's coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we've got the first 10 of the top 20 on the way. And you're going to hear from one of those artists in a little bit as well. So we'll get ready to kick things off. Brian, lots of movement this week. Little movement.
How's it looking? Yeah, for sure. Spring has sprung and we have lots of new music. We have 3 new releases for you this week. We have a couple of returns as well. We say Bon Voyage and Until We Meet Again to a few. The Decemberists from number 12 to number 22. The Golden Dogs from number 14 to number 23. And Hey Rosetta from number 18 to number 29. All releases that were on the charts for a little while. And they might make a return. But we have lots of new music to bring you. And all kinds of fine stuff over the next 2 hours. So don't go anywhere.
Your language skills cease to amaze me. All right, let's get it started. Number 20. And then we'll go down from there.
All right, at number 20, it's down from number 9, Belle and Sebastian and Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance for Matador Records. You're going to hear The Cat with the Cream. At number 19, up from number 22 back into the show, are The Dodos with In Divide. You're going to hear a track called Darkness, and we'll close it all off in this set with Bjork dropping two spots to 18 this week as her latest, Volnicura, and you're going to hear Quicksand.
Here's number 20 this week, Belle and Sebastian, and it is The Cat with the Cream. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Waiting now. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Shot 20. Number 18.
We'll
That was Quicksand by Bjork. She's at number 18 this week, down two spots with Valnakura. At number 19, up from number 22, was the Dodos from In Divide You Heard Darkness. And we started it all off this week with The Cat with the Cream by Belle and Sebastian at number 20, falling from number 9 with Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance.
It's the Earshot 20, and we're going to take a break from the charts right now and head to the phone line. Post-punk group Moon released their self-titled record in January. The album is a follow-up to the Moon EP, and Andrew Neville of the band is joining us to chat about 2015 so far. Andrew, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you for having me, Anthony.
So talk about the sound and direction that you took with this record. Does it follow a similar sound from your previous releases?
Definitely sort of in the same vein. We sort of refined it, I guess, in the years between the EP and the record. A lot of the songs, like most of the songs in the EP, were re-recorded for the record. And we also had a year sort of like playing those songs and getting more familiar with them and changing them. So we really, direct lineage, but definitely pretty different at the same time.
And was there a reason that you chose to stick with Moon as the title of this album, where you had used Moon EP? Was there a reason that you chose to stick with it to title the album that came out following that?
Just to confuse people, mostly. not really, no. We sort of couldn't decide on anything, and it seemed like the least pertinent thing was like giving the record a title. There's no particular reason.
Is there a theme among the tracks on the record that follows it through, something that is important to the band, or is it just a collection of songs that you guys were passionate about and you wrote and you decided to put them out on the release?
It sort of was everything we had written up to that point, except for one or two songs end up on the record. And there's definitely like thematic similarities. I mean, all of the six songs that I've sort of helmed, like I can't speak for Noel, but I know they're, you know, all written pretty close to another, like at a certain point in my life, so they all sort of share what I like are about the things I was going through at the time. So there's like themes of sort of just like feeling not isolated, but just like feeling different than other people that you know, and sort of like coming to terms with that and how it's fine. It's not a thing to be feel bothered by.
And the record was released back in January. What has been going on with the band since you put the record out?
Sort of not a whole lot right now. One of our guitar players moved to Toronto in the fall, so we're sort of not on a hiatus, but it's just sort of a lull right now. A lot of us also have, basically everyone that's not me has a job or a baby or a house, and so there's a lot of... sort of free time is a luxury, I guess. But we've been working, like, we have some new songs written, and we're sort of working towards hopefully being able to put another record out early next year, is the goal. We're also sort of talking to people about having, because it only, the record this year only came out on the cassette, so there's been discussions with different people right now about sort of re-releasing it as LP. And other than that, we're playing the Ottawa Explosion Weekend in June, and and that's really the only show we have on the horizon right now.
It's something to look forward to for the upcoming year, though, because definitely, hopefully, get some tour dates in on the East Coast at least.
Yeah, that's the plan. The plan is to try to do something around then in the summer.
All right, moon.bandcamp.com. Moon spelled M-U-U-N. Check it out. Sure. Andrew, it was great to have you on the program this week.
No problem. Thank you, Anthony.
Here they are at number 17 this week on the charts, down from 13 the week before. From the self-titled album, it's Moon. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
Thank you.
Was Weatherman by Abeyi from their self-titled debut at number 16, up from number 27 back in the show. And we heard a track from Moon after chatting with Andrew Neville from the band at number 17, down from number 13 off of their self-titled debut. We heard Narrow Draw.
It's the Earshot 20, and we're going to take a break from the charts now, head all the way to Toronto via the phone. Stephen Karlik is there. He's the senior editor at Exclaim Magazine and a friend of ours on the program, bringing us music news every week. And Stephen, thanks very much for joining us again this week.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to talk, and it's always great to get the inside scoop and hear about some of the stuff that's happening in music news. And this is a very interesting way to kick off this segment. All the controversy aside of what has happened with Q, we've got a new host for the show.
Yes, we do. And it's none other than beloved Canadian rapper Shad. The future of CBC Radio Q has, of course, been murky following the departure of Jean Gomeshi. Things have apparently worked out, though, now. It's been a weird couple of weeks and months for the show. It's been guest-hosted a number of times by some very capable guests by names that you'll recognize, not limited to the singer of Puffed Up, Damien Abraham, who took it over for a week. Canadian rapper Shad also was a guest host, and now he's been confirmed as the official host of the show. Shad has proven he can hold his own in conversations on the show with the likes of Miranda July, Evangeline Lilly, and Art Spiegelman. As the Globe and Mail reports, the 32-year-old performer born Shadrach Kabango will take over the full-time job in mid-April. In a statement, the CBC's Chuck Thompson said, quote, "It's been a long and thorough search for the new host of Q, and we're thrilled with our choice. For now, Shad has a couple of dates in Canada lined up, but the new job will maybe mean that we see less of Shad in the studio and on the road, and more of him in his radio booth." So that might be a mixed blessing there. We'll have to see.
Well, you know, the only thing I'm sour about is the fact that I didn't even get looked at. What is that all about, CBC? I didn't actually apply, but had I applied, I don't even think I would have gotten considered. So
if they'd only looked, they would have seen.
But congratulations to him, and I'm sure the show will be really awesome with him at the helm.
Yes, indeed.
So we'll move on, and news about Alexis on Fire reuniting for some shows.
Yes, the beloved Ontario Screamo outfit have revealed that they're getting back together for a series of festival performances. There's no word yet whether or not they'll enter the studio or make any more music together, but as previously reported on Exclaim.ca, the band posted a teaser image on Friday, March 6th, suggesting that some big news would be revealed on March 9th. A follow-up post then confirmed that the St. Catherine Spread crew will be hitting stages for festival crowds worldwide. You can see a poster online that shows that the band will be playing Canadian appearances at Heavy Montreal, Edmonton's Sonic Boom Festival, Calgary's X-Fest, and the Toronto installment of Riot Fest. They'll also be crossing the pond to play the UK's Reading and Leeds festivals this year. And though no info is yet confirmed, the band apparently are also playing one US festival. On the tour poster, it does say USA TBA, so we'll have to see what happens there. Heavy Montreal's lineup has now been revealed, and as previously reported, Toronto's Riot Fest takes place September 19th and 20th. Torontonians can start buying weekend passes for that now. Both Sonic Boom and X-Fest in the West will take place September 5th and 6th. Ticket details are expected to be rolled out soon. And that makes for some pretty exciting news, especially considering that the band played their allegedly last concert at Hamilton's Cops Coliseum on December 30th, 2012. So the band are back, and you can catch them if you live in one of those cities. And if you don't, start making travel plans.
If fans of the band should get out and check them out, because who knows, this may be now the last time you'll ever get to see Alexis on Fire.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on that. this is the last time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll just keep teasing it, right?
Exactly.
All right, we have one more story before we cut back to the charts, and that is Kendrick Lamar. He's been leaking some stuff about the new album that he is coming out, and this time it's artwork and the title.
Yes, fans have been frothing at the mouth to hear something about Kendrick Lamar's new album, which will be his follow-up to the 2012 debut Good Kid, Mad City. And now he's shared artwork for the album and maybe a new title for it. The image, which is available at exclaim.ca, was shared via Kendrick Lamar's Instagram page and included the following caption, quote, "Don't all dogs go to heaven? Don't gangsters boogie? Do owl shit stank? Lions, tigers, and bears. But to pimp a butterfly, it's the American dream." End quote, Lil Homie. And the all caps on To Pimp a Butterfly have led some to believe that the album might be called just that, To Pimp a Butterfly, but until now the album's title has not been confirmed. As previously reported, we do know that the album will be available March 23rd, which is in the middle of South by Southwest, so it would be very interesting to see how that goes down, whether he does it a day early, whether he does a surprise something or other. It's yet to be seen.
His caption asks some very important life questions. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
I'm sure that fans of Kendrick Lamar are waiting in anticipation, heavy anticipation, for this album. All right, we're going to get back to the charts. Steven's going to stick around in the second hour of the program. He's going to be bringing us more music news, including some stuff about Record Store Day. That'll be interesting. But first, we've got more of the charts to bring you, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Panda Bear Sitting Still again this week at number 15 is Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper. You're going to hear Lonely Wanderer. And new one into the show is Jose Gonzalez with Vestiges and Claws at number 14. And for number 24, you're going to hear Afterglow.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Afterglow by Jose Gonzalez at number 14 from number 24. His latest record is called Vestiges and Claws. And we also heard Panda Bear from Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper sitting still at number 15. We started that set off with Lonely Wanderer.
The one thing I miss, and most listeners may or they may or may not know, but we record this show typically. So it's broadcast for its very first time on our home station, but not live. We record. The one thing I miss, though, about doing the show live is all of the great dance parties that we would break out into. Typically just me, and you would make fun of me. But sometimes, there were times that I wish I had have gotten on video that you would join in the festivities, and I felt like that's really, and you're doing it now. It's great. I didn't have my camera out, though. I wish I had have, but I miss that part of doing the show live. Nothing else. It was always a long period of time. I don't know. It just seems quicker when we. It's probably no quicker, but it seems quicker when we record. But maybe we will treat listeners to a live show
disaster. That's the word you meant to use.
It's like a train wreck, and you just can't look away. A live disaster show on the air. And I do hope that coming up, because talking to Stephen over the last couple of weeks and coming up in the next hour of the program, we continue to talk about festivals. And I do hope that at some point we will get out to maybe a festival or two and be able to do a live on air location or live on location broadcast of the show, much like we did with Sappy Fest this past year in Sackville. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
It was very, very interesting to be in a totally different station too. Just kind of threw me for a loop at the very beginning, but then I figured it out. It was good. So yeah, we'll look forward to that and all kinds of music news coming up, as I've been talking about, in the next hour of the program with Stephen, and we talk about more festival news in that. So look forward to that. Thanks to Stephen and to Andrew Neville for joining us in this hour of the program. And now three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we kick it all off with number 13.
You're going to hear from Dan Mangan and Blacksmith. Their latest is called Club Meds. And number 13, down from number 8, here is War Spoils.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Oh. Keep the body moving, exercising the mind is scientifically proven to increase your lifeline, strengthen your heart. Eat fish, that brain food will get you smart. Yoga, deep meditational tactics, you know good than just practice, cause practice makes perfect. Stop burying the lies and bring the truth to the surface. Money is the root to all evil, that cash rule will have you out there looking like a damn fool. That's the devil's bait, the almighty dollar tree will have your mind fooled by technology. Make the right choice, no need for an apology. Yo, yo, the light is the sun, the sun's the father. The father is the man on earth. We try harder to teach one, preach one, just knowledge, the wisdom. Figure right from wrong, it's a tough decision. My vision is light, so come to me when yours black out. Follow the footprints as I lay the tracks out. He's a righteous God, I want the best for mankind. Navigate through this war without blowing a landmine. My light shine from the east, my brother. Verbally I spit, I'm a beast, my brother. March through the blackness, search for the ray of light. Don't walk barefooted through the grass, cause that's where the snake strikes. Protect your neck, evil lurks in the shadows. Darkness is best where the devil wins battles. The weak fall victim, the strong shine diligent. Gorilla, we gully, but man is a state militant. Superstars, our ego is so top billing it. Follow me, son, and I'll show you how I'm killing it. These wolves is vicious, a sign of danger. The changer, I'm about to pull you all through a chamber.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Bad Bad Not Good and Ghost Face Killer, their new collaborative album Sour Soul at number 11, up from number 23. It debuted in that spot last week, and it's into the program for the first time. You heard a track called Food.
I love it. It's already my favorite.
The song or food?
Food and the song.
Design of Success by Freak Heat Waves. In before that at number 12. It was at number 4 last week. Their latest on Hockey Dad Records is Bonnie's State of Mind. Go pick that one up. And at number 13, down to number 8, was Dan Mangan and Blacksmith. Their new one on Arts and Crafts is called Club Meds. And you heard War Spoils.
Well, there you have it. First 10 of the top 20 complete on the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. And we do this every week. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you haven't checked out that website, head on over there. Lots of great stuff online for you. We record and broadcast the show from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community online radio partners. You'll hear the program first on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of our home station, and then many great other opportunities, 30 plus, for you to hear us across the nation from Newfoundland all the way to BC. That's a lot. Imagine how long would that take you to drive?
I don't know.
Newfoundland to BC. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up in the break. Newfoundland to BC. I want to see how long it would take. Anyway, and that is how long, that's how many times over minutes per second per second.
You lost track.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on anymore. And you can also hear us if you are downloading the program from radio4all.net. It's radio4all.net. Or you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks for sticking with us, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, it is the top 10. Stephen Karlik's back as well. We've got all kinds for you. So stick around. We'll be back in just a minute.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.